Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to watch him, and I'm going to hope that the Cavs win. I'm going to go, let's start a stopwatch, Mitch. See how long it takes for me to raise my voice here, because he likes to push my buttons, and the buttons are about to be pushed. Because, of course, the marble mouth of Crawford County, he decided he wanted to make a video of it. So here's me being a stick in the mud. You're reading emails from listeners here about how are not whooping it up. I go, guys, it's Monday and Tuesday. I'm pretty upset about what happened on Sunday. Today's Wednesday. I can't sit there and beat them up all week getting ready for the postseason. But you can't sit there and tell me that I'm being a negative one when it's $36 to get in on Sunday. It's $36.
I think people are on your side.
I'm not trying to have that side.
I think that's the sad. No, just, I mean, those are your feelings. Those are your feelings.
Those are not my feelings. My feelings is not to ignore the Cavs or not go to the game. I'll never tell you to not buy a ticket to a sporting event in Cleveland.
All I'm asking is when, as Clevelanders, did we get so nonchalant over making the playoffs? And what, because we didn't like the last game of the regular season where we benched half the team to begin with to start the game, and then in the fourth quarter we benched the rest of them? Like, I think that's weird. That, to me, doesn't make sense. Like, you can be upset with their strategy, although this strategy got them a winnable series where we could have been playing. We didn't know at the start of that day. We could have been playing the Miami Heat. We could have been playing Philadelphia. And you know what? Nobody would have picked the Cavs to win that series.
All right, 216-474-0092. Are you excited for the Cavs for the postseason, and should I be more excited? I'm not trying to be a downer about it, for crying out loud. That's my problem with this. I'm being painted to be some downer about the Cavs getting ready for the postseason. Guys, it's been four-hour shows. We've talked about other things. I got to talk about Watson's shoulder. There's a lot of things going on here. We're juggling a lot of different things. And because of what happened on Sunday, which, hey, I didn't say they messed up the basketball gods. You got people around you saying it. But I will tell you this, I am afraid to go out there and stick my chest out and whoop it up and have them go out on Saturday and lose in front of their own home crowd. That does concern me. That worries me.
I think that's
I don't know what faith level I have in this team.
But that same issue, and I know you got frustrated with me about bringing up the Browns. We didn't even entertain them getting blown out and humiliated.
I don't think anybody thought they'd get blown
out. But why would it matter? Why would that can always happen in sports. Why would you let that sink you in what should be a nice pep rally week when we wouldn't do that? We would never do that for the Browns getting ready for a playoff game.
Yeah, but afterwards, you're the one who's sitting there bitching and moaning my ear off about how nobody wants to talk about the playoff game. They just want to talk about how great of a season the Browns had.
I'm telling you.
So who wants to bemoan bad things over here?
But I'm telling you, when we were getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers that year, the COVID year, everybody said the Browns were going to – everybody picked against the Browns. Me and you were like, hey, there's a chance. This time around, you're not with me. You don't seem to even care whether there's a chance or not.
They're favored.
Okay,
they're favored in the game.
But you're telling me, well, it doesn't matter because they'll lose to Boston in the next round. Okay,
I didn't say that.
The Browns are going to lose to Patrick. Nope. But the way you're acting, you don't need to say it. People can hear it. People understand the language.
So now I can't.
They know how obviously nonplussed you are at this whole situation.
Nonplussed.
That, I'm using a term out of your playbook.
My host to win, Nick Wilson.
That is the exactly how you are coming off right now is nonplussed. You are coming off as somebody who is to me taking for granted a potential playoff run. Like if they get through the next 2 weeks, we're gonna feel a lot better about the Cavs than we feel about them today. No,
so I should happy that they made the playoffs.
Do you disagree? Well, but you're just projecting that that bad things are going to happen.
I'm not projecting bad things. That winning in the playoffs isn't a bad thing.
I'm saying you, Ken Carmen, me, this show, we didn't do that when we were going up against Big Ben and the ugly Pittsburgh Steelers. We were underdogs in that game. We didn't do it for the next week against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We built it up as we got a chance to win this.
That
you don't seem to care.
There was a different... Obviously... Stopwatch still going?
No, I just stopped it.
Ah, come on.
It was 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right, let's start it again. Obviously, I care. Why wouldn't I care? I care. But you keep going back to the 2020 playoff season when everybody was out with COVID and we reached the point where we threw our hands up and go, okay, let's just give them hell. That was a different era. I'm looking at a Cavs team now where now I'm supposed to whoop it up. And I hope that they do well, but I'm also just supposed to accept that these moves that they made were just to win a one series in the playoffs.
I don't even think it's whoop it up. It's the regular season's very long. It's like 5 months of NBA basketball where you have highs and lows. Every team, you know,
happy that we're here.
We had the 18-2 run, and I told you at the time, hey, every team in the NBA these days, they all have a great run. The Pelicans who lost last night, they had one of the most dominant runs of the year in the NBA. The Clippers had like a 25-3 run. Okay, is this the future of how sports fans and how we're going to watch the Cavs and the Guardians? And well, it doesn't really matter to the playoffs, but then we get to the playoffs. Oh, it doesn't really matter till we get to the next round. Like, I hate that. I want to get excited about a playoff.
You
run.
Can get as excited as you want to get. And nobody is stopping you from getting excited.
You seem that excited about me being excited.
Well, no, because if I raise my voice, then I'm just yelling at you and I don't make any sense. So now I have to keep my voice down.
You don't have to keep your voice down.
Well,
Listen, you know what? I say, tell me how you really feel. I can tell how you really feel. You're not excited about the Cavs in the playoffs, and that's fine. You don't have to be. I guess I want to talk to people who are excited. I want to get excited. I didn't watch all this basketball all season and follow the box scores and follow every team and listen to all the experts and read and inundate myself with all the coverage of the NBA to then get to the playoffs and go, we don't have a chance to win the finals, so it doesn't matter.
I also don't know if I believe you when you were the one having petty arguments with people at all hours of the night about Max Strus and how good he was.
Yeah, what was that, four months ago? Things change. It's a long season.
Do they? Because you were upset.
By the way, Max Strus shooting 40% after the All-Star break. That excites me.
So you thought that...
Things have changed,
You
Kenny.
Thought that the moves that they made were overrated. However, you're one saying that we should just enjoy getting to the playoffs.
Now it's time to see how these moves react in a playoff series.
Okay.
All of this, we all knew going into the season, it wasn't going to be about the regular season. It was going to be about the playoffs. Here we are, it's the playoffs, and now people are dropping off the bandwagon.
I'm not dropping off any bandwagon. What was the point of the whole season?
What was the point of any of this? What was the point about you begging me to flip the switch for an entire month of radio programming?
I felt that way at that time.
I really strongly felt that way. We're allowed to change, and I appreciate that.
Apparently you can change, I can change, and we can all change. Listen, I'm not telling them to not buy tickets. I'm not the one driving it down to $36 after fees.
But they can hear it
in
your voice.
I'm not the one doing it.
They can hear it in your voice.
I'm not the one drawing down the tickets. I'm not the one telling them to go, not go or go. I would want them to go to the games.
Hey,
I'm speaking with a smile on my face.
I think
Hello,
you,
everybody. Welcome to The Fan. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning at 64 degrees.
I think
Everything's
in many
perfect.
Ways, you represent the fans, and I think they're with you. And I think it's unfortunate. I hate it. I think the city's wrong on this. I think you're wrong on this. I want to be excited about the playoffs. I never want to take the playoffs for granted. I thought by the last LeBron run when Kyrie was gone, we were talking about how ugly and the drama and how we weren't really enjoying it anymore.
Yeah,
and
you're
I hated
the guy
that.
Who gave me a whole
but
argument.
That was, but hold on. I'm finishing.
Okay.
But I
fine.
But I understood it. This I don't understand. I don't understand this at all because this unit, this group hasn't been to the NBA Finals. They haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals. They haven't even won a damn playoff series. And yet we're...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Acting as if winning a playoff series doesn't matter anymore. Why did this team get these expectations, but the Browns never get these expectations?
You just mentioned a bunch of things that I think people feel that are disappointments about what they've done. If Deshaun Watson, and you're bringing up the Browns here, so we'll continue to bring up other teams instead of we should be focusing on the Cavs, but I'll play with you on this. We're talking about a guy like Deshaun Watson, where if Deshaun Watson goes out and falls short of whatever expectations there are, then people are going to hammer the Browns and hammer him, and rightfully so. But when it comes to the Cavaliers, I mean, you had last year, we had Joe Flacco, a 39-year-old guy. Come on, Tone, that's shooting fish in a barrel. Obviously, people didn't think that they were going to do as well as they did. That's why people latched on. If you had Craig Porter Jr. leading the Cavs to the postseason and the 4 seed overall, yeah, I think a lot of people would have a different tone to everything.
I totally disagree with you. I was doing radio with you that week. I think you're misremembering how excited we got about the potential.
I was doing radio with you 2 weeks ago when you were begging me to accept trying to get LeBron back here in Cleveland. Who's holding on to what?
I think you are forgetting how we started thinking about a Browns with a great defense and Joe Flacco making some of the insane throws and having the most explosive offense in the NFL since he took over. We had metrics to back it up. We were talking ourselves into craziness, but we're not willing to do it here. Why aren't we willing to do it here?
Because I just explained to you, there was a different guy on the field, and so it was a crazy storyline. So when you're winning games that nobody thinks you're supposed to win and you're not going quietly into the season, then I think everybody just feels that, well, there must be some sort of magic here with this team, so maybe we can let it ride. When I have Donovan Mitchell on the floor, what's the first thing I say? Well, he's playing with an injury. Okay, I have Darius Garland on the floor.
He did look better the last time we saw him.
Well, he's been playing with injuries. Okay, the one time we saw him play against Indiana, he looked better when we saw him on Friday.
Last time we saw Darius Garland, he hit some clutch shots. Final 5 minutes, looked pretty confident. That was a game they wanted to win.
I mean, I just don't believe what you're saying right now. I really don't.
What don't you believe?
I just don't think you're being honest with
yourself.
You don't
think I'm excited about the playoffs?
You have been much more measured and pragmatic than me at every turn in our entire life together, and I don't think you're being honest with yourself. I think you want to play the music, and I think you want to get excited, and I'm the type of guy who loves a good party, and I love to play the music and get excited. I'm a more emotional person than you, and I can't believe that you're sitting over here telling, I can't believe you guys can't believe that we can't go to the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of things we can't believe right now.
I love the NBA. I love the NBA playoffs. I'm going to get excited about the Cavs in the playoffs trying to get their first series win post-LeBron.
But no one's going to sit
at their hands. I thought we were all going to be on board. I didn't know that was going to be a tough bar for us to reach.
Everybody's on board. No one's going to sit on their
hands. No, it doesn't sound like anybody's on board.
So what, we're going to have an empty arena on Saturday?
It does not sound like you. No, I think they'll be there. I think people are giving tickets away, apparently. I mean, what? A playoff tickets? We've gotten to the point in Cleveland. Congratulations on all our success that we're like, playoffs, first round, $30, whatever. We are the cheapest of
36.
All. We are the cheapest of every venue, I think, in the first round of the playoffs. Congratulations on our success. Didn't know we had it in us. What a sports town. Amazing sports town. Certainly sounds
like
it.
Our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
I'm going to remember this next year, too, when we're talking Browns in a regular season. I'm going to say, don't care. Wake me up when it's the playoffs. That's the new Ken Carman approach, man.
That is not my approach.
It is. It is. It has
That's
been.
That's not my approach.
From the guy that wanted me to flip the switch all year. This is Ken Carman.
Yeah, I
what
wanted you to
you
flip
become?
The switch. What have I, what, why is this, what, well, how does this turn into something on me? I'm not making him feel that way.
Let's see.
JJ in Cleveland, hello.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hi.
I'm a first off say I love listening to y'all's show.
But
this sucks, bro. This sucks.
I agree.
What sucks?
And just the feeling around the Cavs making the playoffs, and everybody is like, don't know if they want to get on the bandwagon. They off the bandwagon because we lost the last game on purpose. I mean,
they got a better playoff matchup.
Nobody's off the bandwagon.
Thank you. At the beginning of the season, everybody was saying we just need to make the playoffs and get out the first round. They set themselves up to do that. Now,
Nobody's off the bandwagon. If they're mad, it's not that. You guys are mixing. You Lime is messing it up.
We're all missing the point.
You are all missing
the
point.
We're all dumb.
I didn't say you're dumb.
The Guardians that choked to get their seed a little better, nobody would have a problem with it at all. But because it's the Cavs, for some odd reason, everybody's losing their mind. We in the playoffs. What are we going to do if we get to Boston and we win? Then everybody back on the bandwagon again?
I don't think Ken can
you
do the show.
Nobody's off
or
the
stay off.
For the
That's
love
it.
Of God.
You know
no, don't tell any.
Off.
Shut up. No one's going to tell anybody how to be a
now
fan.
He's telling you to
JJ,
shut up.
You're not going to tell anybody
JJ.
How to
Listen
be a fan.
Listen to Ken Carman.
Because he's upsetting me, and now you're upsetting me.
You
and
used
I'm gonna
to be
get,
a man of the people.
Hold on.
I don't know this Ken Carman.
JJ. No, I apologize. I should have told you to shut up. Everybody, we're all sorry with each other here.
The old Ken Carman and Maslin, that would never. I mean, Ken Carman now with a cul-de-sac.
I was born in Canton. I was born in
the Ken Carman compound. I don't recognize this guy.
JJ.
I'm going to go down there and watch us
JJ.
Kick a mud hole through their butt and
JJ.
Move on to the next round for $36.
JJ, I'm sorry for saying that. And I know we are all
I love
sorry with each other.
Man.
Let me tell you this. No one's off the bandwagon. You can't tell people how to be fans.
Well,
yeah, they're it left a bad taste in their mouth.
The bandwagon.
They're
I
not
mean,
off the bandwagon.
They're mad because we lost the last game and set up our seed. Why?
Because
God,
you
that's
never
a smart move.
You never have a team basically put a cap on their side.
I bet if
they
I,
put
never,
a cap on
you know
their
what, JJ, I bet if Paul DePodesta told Ken happen. It was a smart decision, he'd reverse field quickly.
Paul DePodesta said anything to me, I go, holy crap, you're
that's
talking
what you
to me?
Sound like?
You remember my name? Oh, my God.
You never know what's going to happen in the playoffs, man. You might as well, if you can, set yourself up a little easier. We you never know. We might
JJ.
Play the Celtics and actually beat them.
JJ.
I got faith that we can beat the Celtics. They're not an unbeatable team.
We do got to go. And I thank you for the call and the kindness, JJ. I really sincerely do, and I'm glad I got a chance to apologize for that. I didn't mean to be like that. But, damn it, I'm being accused of jumping off a bandwagon. There ain't no bandwagon to jump off of. Everybody's excited. They will be excited at least on Saturday. That's why people have the kind of attitudes that they have. They want more out of the team that they put together.
Line them up. Here they are.
All right. We'll get back to the two-second trivia. We got you guys here.
We'll do two-second trivia later.
216-474-0092.
People want to...
What?
I think people want to get on and
I want to hear these people.
Give you a piece of the medicine here, Kenny.
Fire up the music.
Let's go.
I
knew they were out there.
No, you're doing it on purpose. I think you're loving it right now.
I am loving it.
I don't believe that you believe what you're
I'm
saying.
Glad. I was
don't
worried
believe.
These Cavs fans.
You won't
fans,
look me in the eye when
I
you're talking to me.
I was worried these Cavs fans didn't exist, and here
you
they
won't even,
are.
You won't even look me in the eye
they
when you're talking
the
to me.
They remember the old Ken. They remember the old Ken.
The old Ken is still this Ken.
Not
I am the old
Ken.
I am the old Ken. The new Ken is the old Ken. This Ken has not changed.
Okay, Bill Maher.
That's a Ken Carman classic.
What does Bill Maher have to do with it?
Oh, no. You know, they've changed. I haven't changed. Sure.
I really don't think he has. I mean, I watched Politically Incorrect back in the day. I don't really think he has. All right, you guys coming up next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.